Hi, I'm Marian McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is Christopher Ziemba, a recent graduate of the esteemed Eastman School of Music. He's already a highly acclaimed jazz and classical pianist, conductor, composer, and arranger. And as if that were not enough, he's earned an Emmy and been a guest on the David Letterman Show. And today he's my guest. Boy, I'm out of breath. You must have started very young. In fact, you did. You were 7, according to this, what I read.
I was 7 when I first really, I think, began getting serious about piano. I started when I was about 3, I guess. Ever soon as I could see over top of the keys, I could just start hitting on the piano. And then when I was about 4, I began to pick out some melodies according to my parents. This is all what my parents tell me. And I don't think I really started enjoying it until I was, 7 or so. It just took off from there for me, so.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And you played with the Buffalo Philharmonic?
Yes. I began writing my own compositions, and I played one of them called Waltz of the Butterflies with the Buffalo Philharmonic.
This is when you were 7?
Yes.
Well, did anybody at home play as well as you?
No one played piano, no. My father was a percussionist, and it was his love for music, and he brought me up listening to all sorts of stuff, and that was that I think really got me going in the music field.
But to actually be writing stuff at 7, I think that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
You knew what to write?
I love writing. I don't know what exactly inspired it. I don't know what made me want to start writing, but it's something that I'm hoping that I can always do until who knows. So
then did you take lessons?
I started around the age of 4 with a local teacher named Sue Vasquez, and then I believe I studied with her all the way until either end of middle school or beginning of high school when I switched to one of the piano faculty at the SUNY Fredonia campus in western New York. At Eastman, the main professor of jazz is Harold Danko, and so I've studied with him. Yeah, he's a great guy, and as far as my classical studies go, I studied with a man by the name of Vincent Lenti, and he taught me a lot about classical piano, and I was really happy to be able to study with them at the same time. So that's what I like to do. I like to try to continue classical piano and jazz piano at the, because they're so interrelated.
Oh, it is.
Absolutely. So any chance I get to further both, I'll take it. So,
well, I would love to hear you do something now. Maybe jazz, maybe classical.
Yeah, well, I'd love to. I think I'll play Dream Dancing for you.
Oh, that's a great tune.
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
That was delightful.
Oh, thank you very much.
And swung like mad. So how do you learn tunes? From the music or from records?
Oh, well, I think the best way to learn any tune, in my opinion, is right off the record. I try to find as early a recording as I can. And, you know, a lot of times the tunes have lyrics to them. So I think the best way to learn a melody is if a singer sings it, find that recording and try to play it just as he or she sings it. And I remember for this tune, my absolute favorite recording is with Tony Bennett and Bill Evans. And I think that's just really inspiring for me. I mean, Bill Evans' voice sings and the way they both accompany each other in a way. And it was really neat for me to hear that process. So I latched onto it, I hope, and tried to bring some parts of it out. I know Bill would do this sort of thing. I like that a lot, so that's one of the few things that I grabbed from the recording. I don't like to take so much that I feel restricted by what I have to do, and then I like giving my own twist on it every time I play. So
it's fun listening to Bill Evans, though. Gee.
Absolutely, geez, what a genius!
Amazing guy.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about another tune?
Oh, I'd love to play something else. What do you think? Let's see. How about a ballad?
Why not?
All right, how about Nearness of You?
That's a great tune.
Oh, it's one of my favorites.
Mine too.
Great. Thank you.
That was really lovely. You have great feelings for that ballad.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, this is one, as I said, of my absolute favorites. And I like playing ballads in general, just because I know I'd mentioned the whole classical jazz connection. I feel like it's really that much easier to romanticize a ballad, just because you have that much leeway to do things with it. And I love playing the melodies and just how the inner voices, especially. Those are my favorite things to move around. So
Which ones?
Oh, anything and everything. I'll just put my hands down, and it's kind of like a puzzle to me to figure out, okay, this is where my hands are. Now, how can I move them to create a beautiful line in the same, you know, so I don't really have them all planned out necessarily. But, yeah, it's pretty neat. I enjoy it.
You don't always know where you're going to go with a tune?
Absolutely not. No, that's, I try not to think, in fact, about where I'm going. I kind of have an idea how I'm going to start it. Let's say I could start in the upper registers. And then maybe add some lower registers. And then it all branches off from there, any which way my mind starts to hear things. So.
And lyrics, too, come into play, I think.
Absolutely.
Especially those really romantic tunes.
Yeah, the lyrics to this piece in particular really hold a soft spot for me. And I don't know, it's filled with love, and I love tunes like that. I mean, they're very easy to just place yourself in the shoes of the person who wrote the lyrics and then see what comes out that way. So,
very romantic, I must say.
Thank you.
Well, there's more to come with Christopher Ziemba. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. On the web at pianojazz.npr.org. What do you say we try out a duet?
I'd love to, absolutely. How about Out of Nowhere?
That's a great one.
Sure.
All right. Thank you.
Well, I think that was a lot of fun, don't you?
I definitely do, especially since I have played the tune for a year or more.
Yeah, that's a classic. I was sitting down thinking of what sort of tunes I might like to play, and this one wasn't on the top of my list, but I was looking down through it and I saw, hey, I haven't played this in so long. That would be a lot of fun. So, yeah,
there's so many tunes out there, and sometimes I totally forget till I hear somebody else play a tune.
Naturally, yeah. I try to keep a list, but I just I can't keep up with it because I'm always trying to learn new ones, and I play them as they pop into my head. But I would really actually enjoy hearing you play a tune, if you wouldn't mind. I'm really familiar with your album on 52nd Street, and one of my favorite tunes on there that I've been meaning to ask you about is your arrangement of Willow Weep for Me.
No kidding. Yeah. It's funny. It was a long, long time ago. I don't really know what I'll do with it now.
Sure.
So it might come out differently from that arrangement.
Wonderful, yeah.
Well, here goes.
Thank you.
That was absolutely beautiful. I really loved your introduction and your outro, how you used fragments of the melody to guide your harmonic voicings, and at the same time putting, different harmonies over the bass notes, and it was just really, really something else. That's something I'm hoping to be able to do myself someday, so it was beautiful.
Well, thank you. Well, there's more music in a minute with Christopher Siemba. You can find artist information, set lists, and more on our website, pianojazz.npr.org. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. About one of yours?
I'd love to. I'll play a piece called Future Certainty, and it was one that I played on my senior recital at the Eastman School, and I hope you enjoy it.
I know I will. Thank you. That's a lovely piece. It's such a thoughtful kind of piece. Different parts make me think different thoughts.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going for. I'm very glad you picked up on that. I mean, it's very, really a simple tune. I use the same sort of melodic cell over and over again. In fact, that's how I like to write all my tunes. I usually start with the harmonies, and I'll have some sort of little small progression in mind, and then I'll come up with some sort of small melody over it, and then it'll expand from there. I'll try to reuse the melody in different ways and see where the harmonies go. So in this case, the little fragment that I started with was... really simple. I mean, three notes. And then I think if you go back and listen to it, it's in a bunch of places throughout the piece, and especially in the pedals.
I would love to hear that orchestrated, though.
Sure, yeah. That's something I should work on.
Sometime in the future. I want to ask you something. You were on the David Letterman show. I'm envious. That must have been exciting.
Yeah, that was... Gosh, that was a long time ago. That was when I was 11. That was before I even...
Why were you on?
Well, I'll tell you. I did a lot of composition when I was younger. This was before I really was exposed to jazz for the first time. So I'd just been strictly playing classical music and writing my own pieces for a string quartet. And I was taking some fundamental composition lessons as a third grader. I would drive out to Eastman, and there'd be a doctoral student there who would give me lessons. And so I amassed, you know, a pretty significant amount of compositional works, and they began to get some press coverage from, you know, local newspapers and stuff like that, which was, you know, it was cool to me, but I was a little kid. I had no idea what was going on. I just wrote the music. And to be honest, I'm not really sure how David Letterman, you know, how they found out about me, but it was kind of cool. I was featured on the show a little bit, and it was a bunch of... The skit was all about young talent, so they had some great violinists on there as well, and I believe there's also a genius mathematician or something to that effect, and I was the composer, and it was actually really fun for me because I got to do another skit where they dressed me up like Paul Schaefer, the band leader, and they gave me his ridiculous sunglasses and this crazy purple suit, and I was out there standing playing with the band, and the idea was that Paul Schaefer got fired and then I was his replacement.
as Paul Schaefer.
Mm-hmm. That was my first experience in New York City too, so that's started the love for the city, I guess.
Well, you've got to do that show again and just be you.
That'd be great, yeah.
Yeah, you absolutely should.
Sure.
Well, I'm having a great time with my guest, Christopher Ziemba. Our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Do you have another original tune you could play or a standard you'd like to play?
Well, I'll tell you what. I was thinking, one of my favorite tunes of all time is Nobody Else But Me, and I don't hear a lot of people playing
that. Oh,
that's
a good tune.
Great. Well, maybe I could play that for you?
Oh, I wish you would.
Oh, great. Thank you.
I love that piece.
Thank you very much.
Now, do you play all these tunes with your trio, or?
I do. I try to work them up. I try to play them solo first, and then I'll introduce them to whatever group I'm playing with. It's just such an experience sharing the same sort of energy with a trio, but at the same time, if it's just you by yourself, you're free to express your energy in any way you want. So
change
it's,
key.
That's
change
right.
Change tempo.
That's right.
Change harmony.
Sure.
Do anything. Yeah. Well, and you do it beautifully.
Oh, thank you very much.
I was reading something about you, and I see where you wrote a piece. I'm not exactly sure of the spelling, but it was almost ambience, which was a tune I wrote, and I thought I would love to hear that tune and see if it bears any resemblance to my tune, Ambience.
Well, let me tell you a little about the tune before I play it for you. It was, I wrote it when I was in my later formative years in high school. So it's, at this point, not one of the most maybe representative compositions of me, but it's a good tune, and I named it Ambience. And if you can picture my last name, Ziemba, I kind of rearranged the letters and twisted it, and I added, I think, an N, and I got Ambience, and I think maybe it was my mom that came up with that. But, you know, I was young, so I didn't really know. Maybe I'll come up with a better title down the line, but I'd certainly love to play it for you.
I'd love to hear it. Maybe
great.
I could steal it.
Sure.
I love that piece.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I'll have to put it back in the repertoire. I forgot I had written
it. Oh, you must. I'd like to be doing this all day, but unfortunately we just have one more tune and we have to flee away.
Oh, okay.
That's a shame because I'm having a lovely time.
Oh, me too.
Hearing such a good player.
Oh, thank you so much.
I might cut your hand off.
Jeez, well, then I'll really be stuck, won't I?
You would be. Well, we haven't done any blues. Maybe we should wind up with Billy's Bounce. How do you like that?
Absolutely, that'd be great.
Okay. Thank you. We end it together.
Yes.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marian McPartland. Her guest today has been Christopher Ziemba. Join us each week at this time as Marian welcomes other outstanding artists for conversation and improvisation. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson. Recording engineer Duke Marcos. Assistant recording engineer Tyler Hartman. Mastering engineer David Mitchell. Engineering intern Dale Anderson. Production coordinator David Lyon. The executive producer is Elaine Freeman. If you wish to contact us, our email address is pj@scetv.org. To find out more about the artists and music selections heard on Piano Jazz, or to listen to a recent program, visit our website, pianojazz.npr.org. There you'll find a link to subscribe to our free weekly Piano Jazz preview podcast, Piano Jazz Shorts. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include Post, maker of post-shredded wheat, 100% whole grain, no sugar or salt added. Recipes at postshreddedwheat.com. And the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, for 40 years working to improve health and health care. On the web at rwjf.org. This is NPR.